Texte numéro 83. The future of smart toys and the battle for digital children. Maura Sparks is sitting on a stage with a small blue plastic creature on her lap. This is the first prototype of Smarty, she explains, a voice-controlled digital assistant Sparks hopes to attract funding for and launch in late 2017. New gadgets are launched every day in San Francisco, but this personal assistant has a twist. It is the first intended purely for children. The best way to describe it is Amazon Echo for Kids, explains Sparks, the co-founder of Siliconic Home. Addressing the audience at a recent conference in San Francisco on digital technology for children, she said Smarty is designed for kids aged between 5 and 12. It will answer their questions, remind them when homework assignments are due, wake them in the morning, control their bedroom lighting, and stream music and audio books. Parents can monitor the child's activity through a web-accessible dashboard. It is something a child can use from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to bed, Sparks says. Digital toys and internet-connected devices for children, such as Smarty, are rapidly growing, along with intelligent building blocks, smart racing cars and drones, robots that teach kids how to code, and even a smart rubber duck aimed at the very young. There is now a $200 trainable robot called Chip on the market that will begin seeking crowdfunding later this month, and Roxy's $129 system to entice kids to run around the back garden that will launch soon. The industry is getting away from just the screen, says Tonda Bunge Sellers, who organises the Digital Kids event. The app is going to the background and the toy is where you interact. Smart toys are gaining in popularity, partly because of a concern about kids spending too much time looking at screens, she says. Last year, the connected toy was an outlier. This year, it is a trend. And by next year, syncing your phone or tablet to a toy will be as common as putting AA batteries in, says Warren Buckleitner, the editor of the Children's Technology Review website. He welcomes the crossover between toys and screens, saying when the technology becomes less visible, play comes to the fore. We can begin talking about the quality of play and child development and not just whether screens are good or bad, he says. But while physical toys certainly have appeal, swapping screens for connected toys doesn't necessarily mean better experiences for children. Stuart Brown, an expert on play, says that kids need real, authentic play, activity done for no purpose other than its own sake, and where the outcome is secondary to the experience. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2016.